101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Holly, what is Tampa Bay Secrets?
It gives you an outlet. And that's important because if you're holding on to a secret and you don't tell anyone, it can start to manifest in some really screwed up ways. So it's good to share. But let's say you can't share with anybody. You can't share with your mom and them. You can't share with your friends. Share with us because you can do it anonymously. It still gets it off your chest, but then we get to share it with Tampa Bay and no one knows who you are.
Submit it now. Hot1015TampaBay.com. Click on the Miguel and Holly page. And here's our first Tampa Bay secret. I had been with my girlfriend for 2 years. Right before I met her, I was talking to another girl. Nothing ever happened. We stopped talking because she moved to Germany for school. Mm. Well, last week, she moved back and texted me a long message saying how I was on her mind the whole time and she wants another chance. Huh. I will say we vibe really well together and have a lot in common, but I love my girlfriend dearly. What do I do?
Block, delete, block. Yeah. Right? Am I right?
I mean, if you're feeling that way, I mean, do you, like, should you be with your girlfriend? If after 2 years, this person is able to come into your life and to sort of, shake you up that much, do you truly still love your girlfriend as much as you think you do? Or was she sort of the fill-in while this person went off to Germany?
Okay, but read the last sentence again.
I will say we vibe really well together and have a lot in common, but I love my girlfriend dearly. What do I do?
I mean, I've always heard that anything that comes before the but in a sentence, you got to throw out. And he didn't do it the other way.
Right.
He didn't say, I love my girlfriend dearly, but we did vibe well together. He said, I mean, listen, we vibed well, but I love my girlfriend.
I think that answers the question for you right there. What's another secret that you have on your chest? Mm. Let us know. Hot1015TampaBay.com. Click on the Miguel and Holly page. Now, here's a little tease for another secret that we have coming up. There's someone in our family who's about to make a big decision, but they need some guidance before they make this decision. Hear the secret in 3 songs and submit yours, and we'll do them next on Hot 101.5. We are commercial free on Hot 101.5, and you are seconds away from Tampa Bay Secrets. But you see something weird in your boss's trunk when you go to grab something. What do you say? What do you do? Do you say something to your boss, or do you act like you didn't see it? Well, that's what happened to one Miguel and Holly family member that we have to talk to tomorrow for a new I'm Just Curious. And we'll do it at 8:25 Friday.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
This is what we call Tampa Bay Secrets. What is it, Holly?
You've got a secret that's weighing on you. And we know because we've been through it, or we know friends who, you keep a secret too long, it starts to manifest in really negative, weird ways. So you want to get it off your chest. But if you don't have anybody to tell, tell us, because you do it anonymously. I mean, we do get to share it with the entire city, but
that's fine.
That's okay because nobody knows who you are.
Here is the first Tampa Bay secret. I'm getting married at the end of this year and beginning to have second thoughts that my fiance is really the guy. Wait, that my fiance isn't the guy that I was meant to be with.
And that's it?
That's it.
Well,
what do you do when you start having those second thoughts?
I mean, obviously that's serious.
Because
and you should not put it in the back of your mind like, oh, I'm going to ignore this. Don't do that. Don't ignore it. Really dig down deep and figure out why you're having second thoughts.
Do you think at that point, so they have some months because they're getting married at the end of this year. Do you go to your fiance and you say, all right, I want to be completely honest with you. I'm getting some interesting thoughts. Can we go to therapy to talk through it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's okay to say it in that situation when you are still, 6 months out from the wedding?
Yeah, I mean, because you are, what you're about to do is basically pledge your life to being with and supporting and understanding and caring for this person.
Right.
If you're not prepared to figure out a nursing home situation with them, then maybe you should have the conversation now. And like, I know you don't want to hurt their feelings. I know you love them. Because obviously you wouldn't be engaged to them if you didn't.
Right.
But if you can't talk about your own relationship and whether or not you should actually be in one together, you definitely shouldn't be getting married. And that needs to be sorted out before you do.
Here's another Tampa Bay secret. I slept with both of my supervisors at work.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
One of them told the other, but he always tells stories, so the other supervisor doesn't believe him. They're both amazing in bed, and work is even more fun now. That's it. They just wanted to get it off the chest.
They say, why not do it in three? I say, hey, if you're already making it happen, and they're both good, bring it on.
All right.
Miguel, I'm going to let you have this one. I got nothing. Because they're not asking for advice. They're just like, hey, I'm having a good old time.
I know they're not. But this is what I say to friends that have gone down this path. I always say, what's going to happen when things fall apart? Just think about the end. Because right now it's fun, girl.
Yeah.
One person Friday night, the other person Saturday night.
Ooh.
But what happens when you get feelings or one of them catches feelings and they want to be in a relationship? Then what's going to happen at work?
Or what happens, honestly, when one finds out that the other one is not lying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just probably not great.
I'm just saying it's something to think about.
Right. But in the meantime, I mean, be safe and have fun.
Here's another Tampa Bay secret. I feel so guilty. I just had a baby 4 weeks ago, and I'm not even happy. I don't feel a connection with this baby. All I do is cry because he won't stop crying. I've done everything possible to make him happy, and nothing works. My family lives in another state, and it's just my husband and I here in Tampa Bay. Everyone tells me how wonderful motherhood is, and I don't see it. I feel guilty that as a woman, I'm supposed to have a maternal instinct, and I don't have that. Holly, you went through this.
I feel like I could have written that. Please, first, before you do anything else today, put that baby somewhere with someone else, like hire a sitter, hire your husband, whatever. Put that baby away with someone safe, in a safe place, and go to your doctor. Go to the doctor and say the exact same thing that you just said, because that is called postpartum depression. And it is not normal. You do not need to be feeling like that. And I wish someone would have told me that it's okay to feel that way. Not everything about motherhood is amazing. And you're not going to always feel like, I was always confused because I thought as soon as that baby comes out and they put it on your chest, this is what you hear.
Right.
Everybody's like, it's the most amazing love you've ever felt in your life. And suddenly, you know, I was like, oh God, I missed it. Where did that go? Where did my feeling, where my feeling is? I want that feeling. I'm shortchanged. Just go to the doctor. And there's a lot more to it. We don't have time. Get you to a doctor.
Well, I do want to say, because I remember you feeling that way when you had your daughter Maya. And I remember we were talking about if you wanted to talk about it on the air. And when you did, there were so many people that called in and said, yes, girl, yes. Thank you for speaking on it. Thank you for telling the truth. And thank you for being honest, because it's not all sunshine and roses when you first have a child. And I saw you go through that.
Really a shock to your system. And you need to get help, because you deserve better.
Right.
You deserve to be feeling better right now, even though it is hard. And don't wait and let all that joy of like that newborn phase be stolen from you by what you can't help. Those hormones going through your body. So please go get help.
So we have a couple of more secrets that we don't have time to get to. So let's hop on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
Yeah.
And we're going to go live. And so then we can go over, because there's one of them that I was already planning to go live with, because it's so sensitive that we need time to sort of talk through it.
Okay.
There's someone going through some really tough times right now, all right?
Okay.
So hit up the Miguel and Holly Instagram, and we will finish it out there. You can always submit your secret. Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com. Click on the Miguel and Holly page. Blown off at 8:45.